Let's go on to some new releases this month. I want to mention Crash Bandicoot 4 has come out on the Nintendo Switch. You've been playing a bit of that, haven't you?
Love it.
It's good, great. Actually, isn't
really,
it?
Really, really good.
Is it better on the Switch?
Graphics the graphics aren't as good, but, you know, you are allowed to play it in bed. So you don't have to go all the way downstairs to sit on the couch. You can just play it from the comfort of your own bed.
So the answer is yes, it is better.
Yes, definitely.
There's also Crash Bandicoot On The Run coming out next month, which I'm going to get you to play, which is like the endless runner version of Crash Bandicoot. You know those games where you're sort of running and jumping over barriers? In fact, the Christmas game that you played, the Santa Runner.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but with Crash.
So it's like the boulder level in Crash.
Yeah, exactly. But it auto runs. It's one of those classics. There's also a new game coming out soon from the developers of Goat Simulator that's just been announced.
Great.
It's called Just Die Already, though. Wow. Which I feel like in this current moment in time...
They're kind of
that's their
going
thing,
on
though,
a James Bond theme, aren't they?
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. They're just like, just die already.
That's why they can't release that's why they can't release that film now, because imagine going to cinema and it's like, well, this is No Time to Die.
No, can you imagine if you went to the James Bond film and it's just called... Just die already.
Just die already.
I've seen so many of these films.
There aren't any new games, really, apart from one that I found for us. This is called Mundawn. Have a listen to the trailer. So this is like a first-person puzzle-solving game, but you are in first-person. You're moving around like games like Skyrim and other classic first-person games. It's really scary. It's right up your street because, like, the aesthetic, the world that you're in, it's a pencil-drawn, black-and-white,
horror kind of
world.
Yeah.
The setup for the story is that one of your grandparents has died and you've gone back to this village. Mundawn is actually a place, I found out.
Okay.
It's a municipality that was originally in Switzerland. But anyway.
Wow. So really sell the game.
You're going back to this place. It's made by a really cool, small, independent studio called Hidden Views. And basically... they've handcrafted it all.
Wow.
And it's really spooky because you'll look at a painting and then suddenly you will warp into the painting and it will sort of surround you. And then there's just loads of really horrifying details.
Why haven't you mentioned this to me before?
Because it only just came out today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was looking around, I was thinking, there's no new games. And I thought, let me just dig a little bit deeper than the big blockbusters. And I found this one. It's really, really stylistic. It's a little bit style over substance. Like, the gameplay is a little bit boring and you're solving puzzles and you're trying to find out all these mysteries. But if you like the kind of vibe of Little Nightmares 2, it's that kind of thing. And it's about £16. It's out on all platforms except for the Switch. It's coming in April for the Switch.